This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We begin with news out of Boston Federal Court today. Just over 2 hours ago, a jury found Boston's tourism chief, Kenneth Brissett, guilty of conspiracy and extortion. The jury also found another City Hall official, Timothy Sullivan, guilty of conspiracy. Both had been charged under the Hobbs Act with illegally pressuring organizers of the 2014 Boston Calling Music Festival to hire union labor. WBUR reporting fellow Jerome Campbell has been following the trial, and he joins us from WBUR's Federal Courthouse Bureau. Jerome, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Jerome, what exactly did the jury find today?
Well, the jury's verdict says, it sort of shows that Kenneth Brissett and Timothy Sullivan did, in fact, misuse their position as public officials to pressure the operators of the Boston Calling Festival, Crossline Productions, into hiring union labor. Both men, as you said before, both convicted of conspiracy, and Brissett was only found guilty of a federal extortion charge.
So what happened in the courtroom when the verdict was announced today?
So immediately after the verdict was read, there was an audible gasp across the courtroom. In the courtroom at that time, there was family members of Sullivan and of Brissett, and they were just both visibly upset. I mean, even Brissett and Sullivan, they both looked very shocked by the verdict. And shortly right afterwards, Brissett went out and was hugging family members. He hugged his mom, who was crying. But they quickly sort of gathered themselves and left the courthouse.
So you talk about the shock for both of the defendants. What's next for them now, Jerome?
Well, there's many lines that can come next. But the immediate thing that we're looking at is that there's still one more thing on the docket. On Monday, before today, when the verdict was read, the defense did put a motion for judgment for acquittal, and that is the judge decided to sort of stay that motion, and they have some time before we'll hear how that is. But I was able to catch up with Thomas Kiley, who's an attorney for Timothy Sullivan, right after court, and this, he had something he shared with me.
It's a sad day in a sense. We only got half a loaf today, but it was a significant half a loaf.
So, Jerome, please go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to add one more thing that I guess at this point it is unclear what's going to happen in terms of the fate of Kenneth Brissett and Timothy Sullivan in terms of their positions at City Hall. During the course of the case, the law allows them to hold their positions but be suspended. But now that there's an actual conviction, and I mean, even if we do go if the acquittal judge motion for acquittal doesn't go through, we still have some time before we'll ever hear from sentencing. So it's unclear exactly where they'll be.
Okay, so Jerome, just one last question. This trial cast a cloud over the Walsh administration to have two aides accused of extortion. What's the impact of this decision on Mayor Marty Walsh?
Well, from the beginning, prosecutors were very clear in saying that both of these men's their actions were fueled by the by fulfilling some sort of political favor from Mayor Walsh. I guess just to sort of create a little bit of a timeline, in 2014, the beginning of 2014, Mayor Walsh was elected. He was a former union chief at the time, and what the prosecutors were sort of saying was that leading up to the September 2014 festival for the Boston Calling Festival, union members from a local union for stagehand employees were asking for a contract to sign with the festival with Crashline Productions. Crashline already had other people that they were working with. Prosecutors then say that they approached Brissett and Sullivan about getting a contract with the production company, and there's then they went forward, and a couple days before the festival was going to be held, they had pressured this production company into hiring these union workers.
This was because Mayor Walsh had then been elected during that process. Is that correct?
Yeah, so they're making a connection, saying that the union worker contract was a political favor for the support they had offered Mayor Walsh during.
So, what does that mean for the mayor now, going forward?
Well, the mayor has, I mean, he hasn't said exactly what, what this means for him. He did sort of, he did put out a statement today saying that he thought that his people were doing everything right. But one of the things that U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling, the U.S. attorney for the Massachusetts district said today was that that there's a lesson for public officials about how they should be operating, and I think there's a clip about what he had talked about.
Today's verdict is a reminder to public officials that pursuing a particular political agenda is one thing, but forcing citizens to do your bidding through threats of financial ruin are something else.
So there's more to watch here. That's WBUR reporting fellow Jerome Campbell from the WBUR Federal Courthouse Bureau in Boston. Jerome, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I want to bring in another voice on this story as well, Judge Nancy Gertner, who's a retired federal judge, and she's a lecturer at the Harvard Law School, as well as being WBUR's legal analyst. Thanks for joining us again, Judge Gertner.
Good to be here.
So, Judge, are you surprised?
I'm very surprised. Just by following the case in the newspaper, it appeared to be going in a very different direction. I say as a caveat, you never know from news clippings whether or not you're getting what's really going on, with all due respect, in the courtroom. So, but based on the accounts of this, based on what the Court of Appeals said about the prosecution in general, this is a surprising verdict.
Mayor Walsh today said, quote, "I'm surprised and disappointed. I've made clear from the beginning that there is only one way to do things in my administration, and that is the right way," end quote. That's part of his statement. This has to do with pressure about union activity. How might this verdict affect union activity in the future?
I don't think it will affect union activity in the future. The question is, I mean, unions will continue to pressure as they have. Unions are baked into Boston government. I don't mean it as illegitimately. There's union representation on government boards. That's part of the that's one of the constituents that matter in this city and matter greatly. It may affect official conduct, and it may affect official behavior, not necessarily in a good way. Notwithstanding what the U.S. attorney said, it could also affect officials who will now worry about acting on behalf of their constituents and whether they will then wind up running afoul of the law if they appropriately act on behalf of their constituents. The case went up to the Court of Appeals, where the Court of Appeals described it as a novel prosecution. And what happens with novel prosecutions is that people are put at risk, officials are put at risk on their for their behavior when perhaps they shouldn't be.
So does this at least affect union leverage in future, you know, hey, we're going to strike, or hey, we need you to hire union labor?
No, I don't think it'll affect their leverage. I think it'll affect the response of public officials to their leverage.
I see.
And that's the only thing, because they had a right to picket. They had a right to protest. They had a right to pressure. The unions did. The question was the official response to that. The officials had a right to care about what the unions were going to do, that being one of their constituents. The question in this case was whether or not they, in fact, had stopped permits and, you know, interfered with specific official functions in the way the law precludes. If they had said, if the jury had found that all they did was to say, hey, this is a union town, you're going to have trouble if you don't hire union people, there would have been no problem with that.
So on
issue in the case was whether they interfered with the permitting process.
So on the question of public officials, in your opinion, how does this affect Marty Walsh, and does he suffer potentially any legal implications from this verdict?
He doesn't suffer any legal implications from this verdict. Nothing in the trial, as I understand it, suggested that he had directed Brissett or Sullivan to do anything. The question is a political fallout, and that remains to be seen. But he doesn't suffer any legal implications based on this.
So, Judge Gertner, one of the striking things here is that, in fact, despite the fact that there was a verdict today, this might not be over yet. Can you explain what's going on there?
There will be layers and layers of rounds of decision making. So the first thing is that the defense moves for a verdict of acquittal after the case is over, in which they're saying, Judge, no matter how you cut this evidence, there's not sufficient evidence for a reasonable jury to find proof beyond a reasonable doubt. And the judge makes that decision at the close of the evidence. Judge Sorokin said, I'm going to wait to see what the jury decides. And one does this oftentimes if you anticipate that there's an acquittal, you might want the jury to say those words rather than a judge. There's more legitimacy attached to it. But still, at the end of the day, Judge Sorokin now has the authority to make a decision about whether there was even enough evidence to get to the jury. He could set aside this conviction and enter a verdict of acquittal, in which case there would be no appeal. Double jeopardy would preclude an appeal. If he doesn't do that, there will be an appeal to the First Circuit, where there were lots and lots of issues that were swirling around this case. This is a court that has shown itself to be willing to look at the application of federal law to arguable official corruption. This was the court that overturned the probation indictments, the indictments of the state chief of probation several years ago, also a prosecution by the U.S. attorney.
Yep.
So I would imagine the court will look critically at this case if the case gets to it.
Nancy Gertner is a retired federal judge and a lecturer at Harvard Law School. She's also WBUR's legal analyst. Thanks for joining us, Judge Gertner.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, remembering the legacy and language of Toni Morrison, we'll take your calls. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.